This is HPR episode 2398 entitled, AutoHotkey Master of Automation. It is hosted by Operat0R and is about 17 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I'll go over my AutoHotkey script I used to give free money in GTA dropping.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Robert McCurdy with another episode of Haptic Public Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about automation with Windows macros, or generally any kind of click macro in general. You might have heard AutoHotkey or AutoYT, things like that. What I'm going to talk about to you is the powers and limitations of those pieces of software. So, first explain by how I actually started with AutoHotkey. I had some repetitive tasks that I needed to do that involved Excel and actually some SharePoint data. So I didn't have that background for web application stuff to do it in curl or the command line or anything like that. So I knew that I could find something that would help me click this, click that, and then go to here, and then go two lines down and click this, and then click the next link, and then copy that link and go two lines down and repeat that process. So that's how I kind of ended up playing around with it. Then I realized that it had features that that you could use in other places. For example, an anti-idle script to keep you alive and connected during some kind of video game, or in some cases you can completely automate some of the portions of that game, meaning grinding, which is basically running around and killing stuff. You can use different methods to automate some of that. This instance actually was kind of a fun little project. We had some new DLC downloadable content for the Grand Theft Auto Online game, which I don't really have time to play games, but they had a DLC coming out, and I wanted to try and get a little bit of money for that. And of course they have these fictional money that you can purchase for ungodly amounts. We're talking like $50 for something you can blow in one transaction. So it can be ridiculously expensive to buy this fictional money, and they still make money with it. Anyways, so I started joining these Discord channels that had a queue you could sit in, and you sit in this queue and you wait, and you eventually you get in a game and you get joined into a private game where this guy throws around money, and it's quite hilarious to watch. It's kind of like watching people in the slot machines, because they're all running around in circles, and I'll have a video at the end of the thing that kind of highlights some of that. But anyways, I wanted to get some of this money, and I sat in the queue and I missed it, and 7 hours later I still didn't have that opportunity. So I looked at how much these hacking tools cost. And there's probably 10 different vendors, and 3 of them are worth a damn. So I purchased one and found that it was quite interesting and fun. So I started actually dropping is the term myself. So I started to give away money, because I noticed that there weren't a whole lot of people in that community. There's thousands of people waiting for money, and there's only, one person dropping. So I started working on dropping, and I thought it was fun, and I said, you know what, I can probably automate some of this with AutoHotkey. And then my grandiose plan was to have some kind of Discord script, which was easily manageable, and my ultimate goal would have some kind of custom, they call them menus for these hacking tools, a custom menu that would automate some of that action to keep people from, for example, it would warn people that were talking in the channel. It would warn people that are killing other people. It would warn people somehow, maybe if they were stealing other people's money bags that get dropped from this guy. So anyways, it was basically wanted to automate the whole entire process. So I quickly realized that, I tried my automation pieces through this group, and I had some miscomings and mishaps over the night doing away from keyboard AFK drops, meaning that I automated a portion of it, and people got stiffed because they sat in a queue forever, and they got all upset because the drop didn't work, or it wasn't there, or the game crashed, whatever. So through that experience, I actually got kicked out of that program because they care about people that, for whatever reason, sit and wait for free money. I don't really see why that matters. But anyways, I'll explain why I think they got upset later. So I started driving more of this automation, started doing things like detecting when the program has been crashed. Some great things you can do within AutoHotKey is you can actually detect strings inside of boxes. So for example, you can look for button titles or titles inside of text within, in most cases, within a dialogue. So the title of the dialogue might be, "This program has crashed," right? And you can search for that dialogue. Or if the title is blank and there's no buttons, but inside of the dialogue there's the thing that says this game has crashed or whatever, you can actually harvest that information using the spy application that comes with AutoHotKey. So you can figure out what text you need to look for within a dialogue to perform a prospective action or specific action. So I have a couple of check scripts that will essentially look and see the status of the game, if it's running, if it's crashed, if it has been crashed by a launcher or something like that. So it kind of establishes what the status of the game is. And the second one is basically starts up the game and starts up the drop and sets everything up and starts the cheat thing and all that good stuff. A lot of it is time-based. And what I tried to do was, again, figure out a way that I could hook the game to actually tell how many people were in the game, and log that to a file and feed that into the macro. But what I ended up doing in most cases is excuse me, is taking using this thing called a pixel search, I think. Pixel search and image search. I started with pixel search, and I had some varying degrees. So what I really ended up doing is saying, I need a way I can find out how many people are in the room. So I want the room to have about 8 people in it. So what I did was I brought up a dialogue that brought a list down of all the people in the room. And in that list, for each line, there was a blue square or a blue rectangle for each person in that line. And going all the way down, if you go past the 8 people in the room, that line becomes kind of transparent and it doesn't have that blue square. So what I ended up doing was finding the location of that 8th blue square and searching for that blue square in that specific location. And if it wasn't there, that meant that the room was not full and it would allow more people into the drop per se. So the idea there is it would just run in a loop, check to see if the game has crashed. If it crashed, restart the whole process of setting up the drop. And then it would search for that blue icon that would actually show that all the players are filled, or at least there's 8 or more people in the room. It wouldn't detect quite yet that the room was over full. You would just search the next box. So you would search the 9th box for blue, and if it was blue in the 9th box, then you would know that the room was not only full, but it was over full, and to do something to kick people or whatever. So anyways, that's what I ended up doing. I think I had it running for about 2 or 3 weeks in total, 2 weeks in total at least. I since kind of gave up because I came at a stopping point because I knew that I couldn't really develop the bot much more without some kind of custom hook or a script hook that there's not a whole lot of people out there that can develop, and I'm not a, you know, software developer or a memory, you know, I'm not a memory engineer, reverse engineer guy. So I tried to get some spoon feeding in that area, and that didn't have a whole lot of luck. So that's really where I left off. But anyways, I just wanted to provide the script and give a brief example of what it does, and kind of what you can do. This outside of the image grabbing, it's all keyboard based. So, you know, for example, it'll try to activate the title of the browser and add friends or accept friends. There's a wipe friends button that essentially does the same thing. It tries to wipe all of the friends. Let's see. So you can start applications. You can wait for certain things, wait for a window title. So if a window title takes some time to come up, for example, launching the game takes time, you can tell it to wait for that title to appear and then do some other task. A lot of it has to do with the speed of the macro, and sometimes you can speed it up or slow it down to perform things in different ways. In general, if you're going to do anything with games, you want to install mouse hook, at least with AutoHotKey. There's an install mouse hook and install keyboard hook, which essentially allows you to hook most games to allow them to do scripting inside of those games. There's a lot of complicated script in here, but it's pretty standard stuff. Keyboard movements, mouse movements for the image stuff, or mouse, there's no actually mouse movements at all. There's detecting if the image is there. Then you have running tasks to kill any task that's currently running. And that's pretty much it. It's pretty basic, and that's why I like to make macros that are only keyboard-based macros, so that way they're not having to worry about screen resolution. And that's why I didn't like doing the image search-based macro portion, because you had to have a specific screen resolution to perform that check. So other than that screen resolution and the timing, this should be plug and play and work for most anything, actually, most any Grand Theft Auto client. Anyways, I would take a look at AutoHotKey or AutoIT if you do repetitive tasks. If you're not familiar with programming or coding, you can actually use macros to perform repetitive tasks if you don't know how to script something, and that's a good place to start. To build that logic out for a program. Anyways, if you have time to contribute, please contribute to Hacker Public Radio, and this is Robert signing out. Thanks. What I also wanted to comment on is, within this community, you've got people that essentially resell cheats, or they'll resell, so they'll buy a menu for, say, $60, and then they'll advertise and sell services to give you money. So they'll either ask for your login and password, and they'll give you a bunch of money and in-game money, or they'll offer to do a drop and give you things, give you money through that. So they sell, kind of like a reseller of in-game money that they create. The group that I was in was actually a group of, some of them were creators, or at least very closely tied to the game hacking for this particular game, Grand Theft Auto in general. So this community of free money essentially was closely tied to the people that created these menus. And what I realized is that through getting people angry at this automation, because since I was dropping 24/7, I think it was making people upset because I wasn't concentrating on the droppy, they called them, that they were, you know, they were gypped, and they felt that they'd sit in a queue for 7 hours, and if they didn't get their money, they would be upset. What I realized is, I think this whole free money situation that they have set up here is actually just an advertisement for their cheat tools. So there's a handful of these guys that are all in bed together, and they all kind of co-host, or have people co-host these channels that give away free money. Well, in actuality, if you sit in the room for, like I did, for 7 hours and a couple days, you don't get that free money. You start looking into what are these people using, what tools, excuse me, are these people using? Well, these tools run from $10 for 1 month to up to $70 for an unlimited license or an unlimited plan, whatever. So I said, you know, let me go ahead and purchase these, because instead of waiting, right, I'll spend the $10 and purchase my own tool, and I can give myself money and not have to wait. So, well, what I realized is that these channels are, I think, a advertisement for their own software, meaning that someone says, I'm going to sit in a queue and I never get any money. Well, I can spend $10 and get all the money that I want if I purchase this menu, per se. So what ended up happening is that, I'll provide a link in the show notes, is that I got this kind of hilariously funny cease and desist message from one of the moderators of one of the menus, Hydrogen, which is the first one I started out with, which was like a $10 for 1 month. And it was basically like a cease and desist from an illegal person, right? So it's black market asking you to, you know, do all these things where they're going to threaten you to cancel your account and that you're violating terms of service, blah, blah, blah. So it's quite a hilarious read that section, meaning that I think I started pissing people off because my character was giving away free money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, while there was only a few people giving away money at a time. My script was giving away money all the time to basically anyone that registered, or anyone that knew my name. So I think that's why people started getting upset, and people generally had a distaste for the automation of my efforts, because if everyone could drop easily and everyone could get money, then why would they need to purchase the trainers, right? So I think that's the actual reason why I didn't get a lot of traction with the groups. And also, it's probably, I think, because there's a lot of spam in that area, meaning that I say that I give away free money, and then it'll be something like, oh, well, you have to give me your login and password, or you have to do some other stupid thing and go to this website and click this thing and download this program, and then you end up with malware or something like that. So there's a very, very strangely difficult to advertise this free drop or this free money, because everyone thinks that you're trying to scam them, or that you're interrupting this these particular groups that sell these menus, and they don't want, right, random people giving away money all the time, 24/7. They would like it that you give money away just enough to advertise their product, I think. And outside of that, they don't want people just randomly giving away money all the time using automation. So anyways, that's my take on it. And I've got pictures and videos and the actual script and all that stuff in the show notes. And you guys can have a read at the kind of cease and desist letter that I got that was quite hilarious. So.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.